It's getting on to dusk now in Libya, where Robert Wirth joins us once again from eastern Libya. He's a New York Times correspondent covering the very, very different situation happening in Libya, whether you're in Benghazi, which has been declared a free zone, or Tripoli, which Muammar Gaddafi today for 2.5 hours on Libyan television declared was a completely peaceful, under his control sort of territory. What's the situation in eastern Libya, Robert Wirth?
Yeah, I am in a city called, or a town called Ishdabia. It's about 50 miles west, sorry, east of the where the fighting was taking place. And we've spoken to a number of witnesses here who said that early this morning, around 6 a.m., there was a large group of mercenaries, they say, who came from the west, from Sirte, which is a Gaddafi stronghold. And they began attacking the town, and they took over the university. They were firing with heavy weapons. After that, a number of witnesses told us that there were airstrikes from Gaddafi's forces, again, striking at what appear at that time to have been unarmed people in this town, which is called Bareka. A number of people then, having heard about this, came from the east to fight back, to fight Gaddafi's forces. And there was a battle going on, and there still seems to be a battle going on in Bareka. We have confirmed 4 dead. It could be more than that. We saw 7 injured from bullets at a local hospital here.
And Robert Wirth, this battle that you are describing is in this one town of Bareka, but in some ways it's emblematic of the kinds of scenes that are going to be played out perhaps all over Libya as Muammar Gaddafi either tries to retake the country, or if that doesn't happen, the nation just slips closer towards all-out civil war.
Yeah, I mean, the situation is very unclear at this point. I mean, we know what's going on here, but, you know, what exactly Gaddafi's forces are trying to do, whether they're trying to retake the airport in Bareka, which is a non-civilian oil airport, push from there further east and take over Benghazi, which is, you know, the sort of major city in eastern Libya, is really not clear. But what it is clear is that according to witnesses, he's using fighter jets as well as, heavy artillery to attack people.
And we spoke with the individuals in Benghazi earlier this morning who said that people are determined to hold out, but nervous about what this news conference that Colonel Gaddafi held for 2.5 hours today actually means. A sense of unease among the people that you're speaking with, Robert Wirth?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a lot of anger. They feel that Gaddafi continues to lie and continues to attack people. And the military, well, I should say the people who are fighting Gaddafi's forces are a kind of ragtag blend of ordinary people and soldiers. There's been sort of, ad hoc training going on. They've recovered a lot of weapons from military bases here. But, you see people running around with hunting rifles, with AK-47s, some of them with sophisticated anti-aircraft stuff that they've recovered from bases, which we literally saw them, greasing up and trying to snap together in this very kind of amateurish way. And they're all determined to fight. But again, this is a ragtag militia.
Well, we want people, perhaps including your mother, to go to a map and figure out where you are. You are exactly where, Robert?
Ishdabia is the name of the
town. Ishdabia, and you're reporting on a battle where you confirmed these 4 casualties in Bareka, which is nearby?
That's right.
Are you in a free zone or not?
Yes, we are. Eastern Libya, more or less, east of Sirte, which is a big Gaddafi stronghold. East of there is more or less all controlled by the opposition.
All right. Robert Wirth, reporting for Eastern Libya.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.